Hello again. In the UK, Birmingham City Council has declared a major incident due to the build-up of more than 17,000 tonnes of rubbish on the city streets. The situation has developed due to an all-out strike by waste removal workers, but residents are complaining of rising piles of rubbish outside their homes, along with a growing rodent problem. Our London correspondent Tommy Meskell paid a visit to Birmingham and sent us this report.
They look like cats to me, but they're actually rats. That's how big they are.
Cab driver Rahman and his young family live on this quiet street in a place called Bordesley Green in Birmingham City.
As you can see, you know, limited space for the bins. We can't leave it outside our houses because rats are going to be infested into the house. So at the end of this road, you can see there's a massive pile up. So out of desperation, everyone's leaving it, dumping it there.
The cause of the rubbish build-up? This all-out strike by waste removal workers at Birmingham City Council.
My name's Wendy. I work for Birmingham City Council. I'm a Grade 3 worker. They want to take my wage from a Grade 3 down to a Grade 2, which will be a £600 loss for myself.
Every bin lorry has a driver and three workers at the back. Two collect the bins, the third has other duties like collecting data. They get paid more and are known as Grade 3 workers. Wendy, a single parent, is one of them.
We're not asking for pay rises. We're just asking to keep our money even. Everything's going up in price, but our money, they want to drop our money to the bare minimum.
But Birmingham City Council, which is in financial crisis, says it needs to scrap Grade 3 or else it will face an equal pay liability. Talks between the union and council are ongoing.
The role that they're trying to get rid of is a role that cannot exist. No other council bothers with this role.
Tory councillor Deirdre Alden says she can't back the workers on this issue.
They all have drivers and two loaders at the back, and we have this extra role in the middle which is supposed to deal with security at the back of the wagon. But there are cameras at the back of the wagon to do that. They're also supposed to get the recycling rates up, which had been a complete failure because we are almost the worst authority in the country for recycling rates.
She's worried about the public health aspect of this problem, but also the reputational damage to the city. So too are businesses.
Hello, my name is Raj Kandola, Director of External Affairs at Greater Birmingham Chambers of Commerce. There's so many good things happening across the city right now, but this is detracting from that, really spreading those negative stereotypes that we've seen peddled by some of the national media. And we're really keen that all parties involved really get together and resolve this as soon as possible.
At the so-called Irish Quarter in Birmingham, we meet Pat O'Neill, originally from Limerick. He's visually impaired, and rubbish bags on the footpath are a nuisance.
It can be awkward, I have to say. You know, there are times you go out and you forget where you are, and you know, you end up in a pile of rubbish, forgive the pun, but that's the way it is. You've got to learn to live with it. But it can be hazardous when you're going out.
When I go to work, I'm having to climb over, even cross the road, and there's dead rats around, lots of them as well. It's not just the odd one or two, it's every other day.
Back in Bordesley Green, we bump into Olivia.
The smell gets worse every week as the weeks go on, but just look here, it's that dead meat wrappers, flies, potato peelings, it's just disgusting.
There's also a kid's car seat. I wonder, are some people maybe taking advantage of the situation?
I feel like it. I feel like as it gets darker in the evenings, they're finding the great opportunity to just come and tip whatever they have in their house, which they no longer want.
People like Olivia are hoping that this bin strike can come to an end soon and people can start talking about Birmingham more positively.
It's all over social media. It's all on TikTok, Facebook, Birmingham Live, everywhere. I really hope they do something about it. I really, really do, because it's disgusting. It's really bad.
And that was Tommy Meskell reporting from Birmingham.